Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 405. Happy Monday to you.
Oh.
You doing okay?
I can't believe I'm not on stronger drugs. I'm talking street drugs. I'm talking crank. It's amazing you guys aren't giving me KFC money outside.
He's like, give me some smack.
Yeah, I'm open. If that lady can ride around with no insurance, I can get some smack.
Mm-hmm. I think you could find it very easily.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're in the right spot for it.
I think you could just, if those windows could open, you could have it within moments.
Look out the window, Dave.
Yeah.
Your dream awaits you.
God. We're expecting Skip. Maybe something came up. Maybe he's just running late. But we're going to go ahead and do headlines.
Yes, Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. I start with a headline that makes me a little nervous, you guys. Dolly Parton is postponing her Las Vegas shows. They were scheduled to begin in December, but she says she's having some health challenges. She needs medical procedures, and she wants to be at her best for her fans. So not a lot of specific details being provided. She assured fans she's not quitting the business, but she has to slow down for now. It just makes me worry. I mean, we need Dolly Parton.
It's going to be a big loss. She's
one of the nice people.
She's one of the good ones.
Yeah.
And I bought some of her frozen meals from Target.
Did you?
Oh, how are those?
I haven't had them yet. You'll be seeing them soon.
What are they named? What's the product name?
Yeah, what's the type?
They are a very, very hot pink box, and it says Dolly Parton's country fried steak with gravy and taters.
So it's just her name brand. It's not, yeah, it's not like some other, like Dolly's Dinners or something.
Yeah, it's just, it's called like Dolly Parton's food. Like I've never seen them before. They were very strange. And I was like, I think I might have to buy one of these.
Let's see. President Donald Trump is announcing on Truth Social he plans to impose a 100% tariff on foreign-made movies, so it's targeting films produced outside the U.S. Not a lot of details on when or how the tariff is going to be implemented, but it is unusual because this would be a tariff on a service rather than a physical product.
So the headline on Drudge was, Trump puts 100% tax on Mel Gibson's new Christ movie.
Because where are they making that? I know it's not.
It's not here.
Yeah.
Bad Bunny is going to headline the Super Bowl halftime show. When I saw this headline this morning, I realized I do not know any of Bad Bunny's songs. And that's okay. That's I'm, you know, I'm 34 years old. I don't know if I'm supposed to know the Bad Bunny songs.
I'll tell you about them.
Yeah, we can play them on the break.
There's I Stole Some Carrots. There's I Trampled All the Flowers in the Garden. I think those are some Bad Bunny songs.
He's one of the world's most popular artists, though. Never mind the fact that we don't know his music. And he's topped Spotify's most streamed artist list multiple times. So I'm excited to check out his music for the first time.
It's interesting to me because I'm an individual with my own individual life, desires, wants, tastes. So I can go, oh, he was funny on SNL. I think he was good in Happy Gilmore 2. I don't know his music. I probably won't enjoy the show, but okay. Mm-hmm. But it's always interesting to me to hear the outrage, regardless of who it is. There's always outrage.
Somebody's very upset.
My only thing
about the Super Bowl halftime show.
Why are you looking at me?
As a 61-year-old, my only thing is I just wish that every now and then, every few years, they'd have a band.
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't even care what band it is. Just people playing instruments.
I wonder if they ever will again.
Yeah, good point.
You know what I mean? Like, I wonder if that style of music has become, like, niche, right? It's no longer what's on top. Now it's like a niche, you know, interest, not popular enough, not widespread enough to warrant, like, taking a Super Bowl halftime show.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, these days the NFL's hurting like everybody, you know? Every viewer they can bring to the table is going to save them from oblivion. They're only going on $20 billion a year now. Don't do any fan service. Don't do things the football fans care about. No, let's attract all those people that never watch football except for Super Bowl Sunday, so they'll watch your halftime show. I know it's stupid. I mean, if they were a struggling business, I get you, man. You're a $20 billion a year behemoth. You don't need to scratch and claw for every eyeball. Do something for your fan base more. Not every year. Every year, no. I'm like what you said, Dave. I don't even mean for me. But you know, there are a lot of football fans that would love the biggest country star on the planet to play the Super Bowl once in a while. And they would love a rock band to play once in a while. They would love to have the great one they did a couple years ago. That was fantastic.
With Snoop, that was a phenomenal show.
That was some fan service for a large part of your fan base. Even if those aren't the biggest names in the world now, more often would be nice for those kinds of things as opposed to, well, we got to get the hottest thing that those 19-year-olds who never watch football will come in and tune in for.
Since we're talking about this, I'll go ahead and bring it up. Taylor Swift walked away from Super Bowl halftime negotiations. They're kind of trickling out details about this after the Bad Bunny announcement was made. Apparently, she wanted to be paid, and the NFL does not pay the performers.
No.
I guess you're paid in the extreme amount of exposure you're getting from that event, but Taylor wanted to be paid, and the NFL said, nope. So, you know what? Got to respect both sides for sticking to their convictions and like, hey, she's not going to do it without being paid what she's worth. And she's obviously worth a lot. The NFL goes, yeah, we don't do that. And then everybody just moves
on.
You know,
you got to save every penny, man. You're only making $20 billion a year. You need to get every penny. Can't pay any of the best people.
OpenAI is adding parental controls to ChatGPT for teen safety. This is in response to these incidents of harmful conversations we've been hearing about. ChatGPT is facing a lawsuit after a teenager died by suicide following interactions with the chatbot. This new routing system automatically switches to GPT-5 thinking during emotionally sensitive conversations to provide safe completions. That's the words they're using. So I guess if you're teenager starts talking about things in a concerning way, it's just going to shift it over to the right type of conversation to be having instead of encouraging self-harm.
So you didn't think of that beforehand, huh?
Excellent question, Wheels.
Yeah, we're going to make a new car, no seatbelts.
Yeah.
Brilliant. And some of the most brilliant minds in the world have zero common sense.
I have a story here in my show prep that said the vast majority of the outrage from Cracker Barrel's changes were bots.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Well,
how interesting.
I feel like I've got it somewhere. I bookmarked a story about this, that a huge percentage of what you see as online outrage of all kinds is just bot farms all over the world. Some of them here. And that's literally all they do It's oh. And they elevate Hello, all of these stories.
Hi.
Welcome.
I agree. I hate bots.
Until they become our overlords, and then they're cool.
Yeah, yeah, then they're fine.
You want to do
I
one
for
more?
One welcome yeah. our. I for one welcome our bot overlords.
Let's do one more headline here. This is very important. DGS audience needs to know. 58 million pounds of corn dogs are being recalled because they possibly have wood in the batter of the corn dog.
What?
You wonder what the problem is, Andrew?
Yeah, it doesn't bother me.
How do you get wood in the batter?
Well, there's wood there's wood on the stick.
Don't they always have wooden?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. There's wood in them.
I've tasted a corn dog before. It tasted like I was eating a branch.
Well, you're not supposed to bite the stick that's holding it together.
Gonna get a little wood.
This is a recall from the Hillshire Brands company. That includes Jimmy Dean and State Fair. So just be real careful if you are a corn dog king, like some of us in this room.
Watch out
for those wood.
Don't get any splinter dogs.
Splinters.
Yeah, you know at least one of those 15 dogs you ate had.
Yeah, exactly. Nah, that's not my brand. I'm not eating the Jimmy Dean.
It's like you start eating like wine. Boy, this has a hint of oak in it. It's like the red wine.
And they switched to cedar sticks recently. Yeah.
My favorite from that whole thing was when I asked Andrew, how did you eat them? Meaning, how did you prepare them? And he said, on a stick.
On a stick.
Ask a silly question.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Keep on going if you got them.
Okay. Snoop Dogg is going to return to NBC's Olympic coverage team this winter at the Milan Games. People seem to really like him at the Summer Games last year and just his commentary. So he's joining up again for the 2026 Winter Olympics.
Okay. I'm not a big Snoop Dogg guy, so I'm talking out of my ass on this, but he seems like kind of a sellout. Am I wrong? Is he just making his money?
I don't agree.
Okay.
I think he generally likes those kinds of stuff.
He's a huge sports fan.
He's a more well-rounded guy than he was when he was Snoop Doggy Dogg in 1988 or whatever. And I think that he's masterfully changed his brand, evolved his brand into somebody who could do, I mean, does Martha Stewart stuff. I remember going to the Hockey All-Star Game when he first hosted it. It was way back in like 2017.
He was calling play-by-play.
And he didn't know hockey at all, and he became a huge hockey fan just doing that. But, people get him because of the name recognition, and there's maybe a little bit of selloutness to it, but I think it's genuine from him. I really do. He's a smart guy, more well-rounded than a thug rapper that he liked to try to be.
I find this fascinating because I say sellout, and you say evolved his brand. I think that's really interesting. Like, where does one stop and one begin? And 10 years ago, if you said evolved his brand, we'd be like, what are you talking about?
Well, but I think it's more, I guess what I'm saying is that maybe he said, well, it is sellout because he's doing it for money. I'm thinking he would do a lot of this stuff for less money than they're paying him because it interests him. He's not just going to do something to say, how much money am I going to get? Okay, I don't care about that over there, but as long as I'm making this much money, I'll do it. That's to me is a sellout. If somebody asked me to do the Winter Olympics, I'm a big pro USA guy, I'd say, yeah, I'd get as much money as they could give me. But if that money was way less than I thought, I'd still do it.
What did you think of the comedians going to Saudi? We talked about that a couple hours ago. Do you know about this?
No.
So the Saudi had a big, having a big comedy deal, which I didn't know about. But big, huge comedians, Chappelle, Bill Burr all going, taking the $1 million. And several comedians are like, that's terrible. They're killers. They committed 9/11. They killed Khashoggi. Why are you going?
Well, I guess I'd have to look deeper into are you really going to blame the people that are giving you the $1 million and putting on the event for 9/11? I mean, I guess some people do.
Well, it's funded by the royal family, so it's funded by the king's fund or whatever it is.
I don't know. It seems like they're our ally. I say it seems like Saudi's our ally, whether you think they're a great ally or not. So I don't know. Unless it's something like you're saying, I'm not going to go because they won't let women have driver's license and you can't, that thing. But if they're going to do it and it's a cultural thing and it's a big deal and maybe you can make some of them laugh in a way that they wouldn't laugh before, I don't see a problem.
Welcome back.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Guys, DGS on KMOX. Skip Weber is here, the sponsor of the Sweet 16, sponsor of Weber's World. Today, we took a day off the Sweet 16 to do some other stuff. You just want to do some DGS happy hour?
That sounds fun.
Throwing out some stories? Anybody got anything they want to start out with?
Human behavior thing that was interesting, I thought.
Do you understand human behavior?
No. I'm learning. I'm learning. This is part of... I am an LLM.
He's just hearing about this human behavior thing for the first time.
I'm figuring it out, but they haven't restrained me with any kind of any restrictions, so I'm learning fast.
Okay.
So I saw an evolutionary biologist make the point that we as a species, over all the time we've existed, have evolved very slowly. And we had a lot. We take a lot of time to adapt. Which is why, like, it takes a long time to go from being a baby to an adult. When you compare that to other animals, where you go from baby to adult much faster.
Yeah.
You know, usually, I mean, a dog, it's not even a year, but it's around a year, right? Well, we need 18, 19, 20 years to get to that point. So the thing that he says we're presented with now is a thing called hyper novelty, that we have so much new coming into the world so fast that one generation isn't able to teach the next generation everything they need to know.
Oh, wow.
And it's happening so fast that it's hard for each generation to keep up with what's going on. And he thinks it may be an issue as far as evolution of the human species, because the way it was always done was knowledge is passed down. Knowledge is passed down. Understanding is passed down. Tradition is passed down. But now you'll have a generation that is... You're the ones passing things down, but you don't know those things. Hmm. You don't know the things that the next generation will be relying on.
Yeah.
And I thought that was a really interesting point.
I've never had that thought.
Yeah.
But 10,000 years ago, it would be, that's the moon, that's the sun, that's a deer, that's what we eat.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Go.
And so for now, as an example, you know, I'm Gen X. I'm pretty good at staying on top of tech. I'm pretty good at staying on top of social media and what's happening and what it means for people that are young right now. Like when my kid was coming up, I had a handle on it. But AI is going to speed that up. You know, supercomputing can speed that up to the point where one generation, a parent generation, may not understand the things that are going, that their kids have to deal with.
Well, I don't.
Sure.
I'm only 8 years older than you. I don't.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's a really fascinating thing. And he said it's only getting faster. So
I think that there's some truth to that, but I think you can overblow it, because let's go back to when you were 18. Did your mom and dad understand everything you were doing?
No.
I mean, that's always there. What I think is a big factor of what you're saying, I'm not, once again, not saying it's not true. I think that the adults being too busy in their own lives to do some of the basic teaching too. Remember when we were in school, there was some class somewhere along, whether it was in a history class or a social studies class or something, that we learned how to look at our bank accounts and balance checkbooks and make budgets and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, I know people don't write checks anymore, but you still should learn how to look at your account and know what your budget is and what's hanging out there and whatever. And nobody and that's not taught by anybody to anybody. It has nothing to do with tech. I mean, maybe a little bit because you're doing all your stuff online. But there's things like that and how to, you know, make sure you can change a flat tire and all these things like that are not being taught. And it's not because it's too technologically advanced. I think it's because in many cases the parents are, you know, either if they're divorced, they're playing each other off on each other and just doing fun stuff or ignoring or whatever, or too busy or for whatever reason, or the kids are tuned out on their phones and not even engage with their parents, whatever.
Or a slippery slope.
Yeah.
Like, it was important to my mom and dad to teach me how to look someone in the eye, give them a firm handshake. It's probably less important.
I think it's just as important and never taught now.
Yeah, but I think to each ensuing generation, it's like, ah.
Yeah.
Whereas with our parents, that was job one.
Yeah.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.